Hi, I'm back. There's no fancy singing on this podcast episode. There might not even be an Instagram post about it. Can you believe it? I've struggled with whether to even come back to the Cameo Chronicles or not. I've gone through quite an intense season over the last year or so. I've been working through separation and divorce, and that's been a lot, as you can imagine. I created some space for myself over the winter and did a sabbatical, and that was really healthy and healing. But there's just always more growing, and I haven't known how to re-engage here in this space because it feels so public and the things that I'm going through are so tender and personal. And up until now, I've tried to be very transparent, very open and honest with my life and what's going on, and using that as a tool of connection in this. And at this time, I'm not interested or able to share all of my life with you, and that feels weird and hard and inauthentic, and you know, I wrestle with all these different things, but I also recognize that there are things that I'm going through that are universal. I don't have to go into all the details, but everyone is going through something right now. Like, the world is an intense place, and I don't actually know really anyone that hasn't changed one of these aspects of their life, like where they're living or where they're working or who they're living with, or you know, like there's just been so much change in this time of restructuring, the great unraveling. And so the light in me that wants to keep growing, wants to keep moving, wants to be a light for others is stronger than my fear and my desire to just curl up and be in a cocoon and not be out there in the world sharing my gifts with the world. And so here I am. And I was challenged to make it as easy as possible for myself, take out all the barriers so that I do this and I share my voice and I share my thoughts and my heart in the world. And so no intro music, no fancy things, just me. And that scares me in some ways. I recognize that in starting the podcast, it was easy to start with interviews because I literally, some podcasts only have to say like 20 words the whole 45 minutes, and in some ways can kind of just hide and showcase other people and, you know, hopefully showcase what a good listener I am. But it's also time to face into some of my fears about, you know, that the worry that I have nothing to say, or that what I have to say doesn't really matter and is just noise, or that what I'm saying is contradictory to someone else and they're going to call me out of my bullshit, or they're going to say what I'm saying is not true. And the fear that I need to be perfect and portray only the right things and the good things and the things that align with the people that matter to me. And I'm sick of that. I'm sick of playing small. And when I look back over my life, there's been so many times where I have had to shed a layer of myself and let go of some way of being perfect in someone else's eyes. Like coming out or stepping away from like fundamental evangelical Christianity or stepping out of my marriage or stepping out of status quo or work environments. Like, there's just so many ways that if we're growing, like I always say, if we're growing, there's always a new layer that we're uncovering. And so one of mine right now is letting go of perfection and having to do it right and having to have it polished. And so I'm going to show up just as I am and speak off the cuff. Probably not really edit. Every once in a while I may still bring a interview into the space, but I'm not going to pigeonhole myself with has to come out on a Wednesday at 6 a.m. and there has to be an Instagram and a LinkedIn and a Facebook post and all these things that are really just barriers to connection. And I value the connection that this podcast has made. I value those of you who've reached out to me and said, I love what you're sharing and it has helped me in some way, or I wait for your podcast every week because it helps me know I'm not alone. And podcasting can be a very lonely space because you kind of feel like you're just talking into a void and you don't really have any idea. But when people reach out and remind me, it's super helpful. So if you're hearing this and you're like, yeah, she's back, I'm excited for that, drop me a message. I would love to hear from you. My email is nancy@centered.ca. And also let me know what kind of things you'd like to hear. If there's a certain interview you want me to do, I'm open to that. Or if there's a certain topic or some way that you're struggling, share it. And I'd love to have this be a little bit more real and more relational. And I would also say if you're into this and you want to keep hearing from me, subscribe on whatever channel you get your podcasts on, because chances are I probably won't be great at the social posting of it. I'm kind of trying to taper off social a bit. And so you may not know when there's a new episode unless you subscribe, and then it'll pop up for you. I'm going to keep you all in the back of my mind as I go through life in the next bit. And when I think of something that feels profound or interesting or has been challenging me lately, I will aim to share it, and right away, in an easy way, and not put more barriers in my way to putting it out there and to connecting with you. And I would love to hear from you. So, until next time, we'll talk to you later.